Okay, we will recommence our meeting. We have our capital five-year budget years 2 to 5, pages 63, 64, and 65 of your agenda.
We covered those.
We've covered those, so no further comments on those? Councilor Moore?
I might have overstepped saying that let's continue. I was thinking about us. I wasn't thinking about staff.
Oh, good.
Maybe staff needs some more time for the lunch.
Okay. Does anybody require more time for the lunch, or we're going here? Okay.
I think we're good.
We're good? I just have one comment, if I may. Sometimes when we're talking about these projects that are going on, it would be very good to have a visual of what the project entails. For example, the Highway 10 upgrades, if we had a map or something that would show what is actually going on. Yeah, but if somehow that could be annotated to the budget, just to these discussions, so we had an idea. You know, an example, the trail is going down Lehigh River and that. See where it is and where it's going. Mm-hmm. Some of us are a little bit more geographically challenged when we come over this way. Mm-hmm. All right, we are moving on to... we have 11.1.2, Tax Relief Damaged Property, Petite Riviere. Eric, Councilor Hustavit is not here for that, but he designated Councilor Noss as the one to make the motion for it. So, Councilor Noss, would you prepare to make that motion?
You don't mean to review it?
Oh, sorry. Are we going to review it first? Or?
This is store, correct? This is
store. Yeah. Yeah, let's make the motion, and then we can open it up for any discussion.
Chairman Ernst and Council of Municipal District Lunenburg, that the Finance Committee recommend to Council that Municipal Council approve the tax relief in the amount of $1,731.31 as per the submitted application for the property located at 5752 Highway 331 Petite Riviere, AA number 03182436, and as the first section 2B of policy MDL-12 tax exemption reduction policy, and I so move.
Seconded by Councilor Bell. Any discussion on the motion?
Question.
Question has been called for. All in favor? It looks like unanimous. Anybody against? No. Motion carried unanimously. Now we're down to, and I have to find my agenda page here. 11.2.1 River Ridge Common Budget Carryover. So let's hear from staff, shall we? Or shall we have the motion first? Sorry?
We'll hear from staff.
We'll hear from staff. Okay.
You're up.
So, Ms. Bolivar, welcome back.
Thank you. I don't even have it on the record. You guys are on that one already.
Thank you. Okay, so as we just talked about in the capital budget discussions, we're looking at having the $130,000 that was budgeted in 2019-2020 for River Ridge Common to be carried over to be spent as soon as we can so that we can do the accessible swings and the shade awnings. So originally in your capital budgets that we just looked at, it was a $300,000 capital budget for River Ridge. This 130 is included in that.
Thank you. Any questions to Ms. Bolivar before we have the motion made? Councilor Moore, are you prepared to make that motion?
I want you to second this, Lee. I move that the Finance Committee recommends to Council that Municipal Council approve $130,000 to be carried forward from the 2019-2020 River Ridge Common Capital Budget to complete phase 3 of the park development as budgeted. I'm not quite sure if that wording's quite right now because we may not be completing phase 3. Oh, this is the phase. Okay, good. All right. So okay. I move.
Okay. Do we have a seconder, please? Councilor Carr, seconding. Any questions? Question called by Councilor Wynott. All in favor, please signify. Any contrary minded? Motion has been carried unanimously. Thank you very much, Ms. Bolivar. Lunenburg County Lifestyle Center update. I'm going to ask Councilor Bell if you will take the chair. Do you want to stay where you are, or shall we change places?
I'm going to work from here.
Okay, fine. Thank you. So, having said that, I haven't found my papers here. Here we go. So, there have been two meetings held of the Lifestyle Center Board, one on January the 20th and the other on January 27th, and the focus of both meetings was to deal with, first of all, the capital and operating budgets, the food service, and the response to the track energy efficiency audit. The food services have now been taken in-house due to the collapse of the contract negotiations that were taking place. This will be reviewed in 4 to 6 months, but it was the only option for the really for the board to make at that stage, because the collapse of the contract happened on
the same day that we
were going to approve it. Same day that we actually talked it in camera here. So that was one that was discussed in camera here was the day that we received notification that there's a collapse of the food service contract. New Stadia is going to stay on in a consultancy basis for 6 months, and for that they're going to be paid about $5,000 a month, and they'll be handing the books, and also they'll be there for consultation by our manager, and they will be coming down on a regular basis. Okay. The manager, Kent Walsh, and Chair Andrew Tanner will be coming to the March 10th council meeting to present the budgets. I'm currently preparing a membership report, and I will be taking that back to the next board meeting, and then it will come to council. The upcoming events are March the 26th, Switzerland will be playing Denmark. This is an exhibition game prior to the Women's World Championship. April 18th, Jason Cirrus, the King of Stage Hypnotists, will be coming in, and this is a rental, and I believe there are posters in your boxes to promote that. And on April 24th to 26th, the Lunenburg County Home Show. I do have some comments I would like to make regarding the payment of the track services, but I would like Councillor Mayor Bolivar, to make your comments first.
I guess the only comment was in relation to New Stadia, and it was also felt that it would be good to keep them on while we were going through this energy efficient upgrade to have some expertise from another body.
Right. They have worked with the track company.
Yes.
Anybody have any questions so far? No? The other thing I should have added is that apparently the idea of appointing a spare representative of the board is still within the legal department, but is being pushed along. Do you want to comment on that, Mr. McKeown?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So the two previous amendments to the Intermunicipal Service Agreement for the LCLC, the first removing the at-large members, and the second adding the alternate members, I'm now working on that directly, and it'll be prepared for Council to review and approve on March 10th.
Thank you. Any comments? Questions? My own personal observations on the payment of the for this report from our reserves is I feel we definitely should not be paying it from reserves, and I feel for it for this reason. One is that this is a great opportunity to lessen the amount of subsidy that our municipality pays to the Lifestyle Center by about, I think it's about $120,000 a year, something like that. It's going to be cutting the electricity bill in half if it all pans out. Taking it from our reserves is going to deplete our LCLC reserves. And the problem with that is I think you're going to be facing a major capital expenditure within the next few years there. So you're going to have nothing in reserves to cover that. I feel that personally we should be looking with cuts within our budget to pay for this, so it is a direct payment from our operating capital rather than going from that. I would have spoken to that if I had been sitting as a councillor during the meeting, so I had to express that at this stage. The other thing I have prepared, sorry.
I'm going through the chair.
Yeah.
I
have two people who wish to speak.
That's fine, thank you. The other thing is I have prepared a short document as a result of a conversation with Councillor Tom Taggart, who was with Colchester County, concerning the problems that they've had at their center, the Rath Center, and I was just comparing the two and looking for sort of commonalities between the two. It's an unofficial document. I did not do this under the direction of the LC board. I just was looking for some commonalities of why things have evolved the way they have evolved. And I'm prepared to share that with anybody. And if there are any mistakes in it, I'll take full blame for that. But and the reason I spoke to Councillor Targett was because he and I both sit on the Regional Chairs Committee for Waste Management for Nova Scotia. And so we were discussing this one time at one of those meetings.
Okay,
thank you, Mr. Chair.
I'd like to let Ms. Wenzel speak. I think she has an answer to your question.
Well, I believe when, Councillor Lawrence, when you were discussing the use of the reserves, the operating savings expected on this energy efficiency project is, but my understanding, between 2.5 and 2.9 years. So therefore, those reserves would be replenished within the next 2 years, and we would continue to make our municipal contribution to them. So we didn't want this one big project to make a big strain on the existing operating budget that may have its own financial pressures that we haven't looked at yet. And thus, because of the short payback, it made sense to us as staff that we would recommend using the reserves and then paying them back.
Okay, and the chair recognizes Mayor Bolovagetson.
That was part of the point that I wanted to make, because the proposal is for those energy efficiency upgrades to go right back into that reserve so that it has the opportunity to replenish it at just over 2 years, to put that money right back in it again and continue at the rate that we're going. So as far as looking at it within in-house, I have not seen to see if it has the capability in the operating budget. But we do have the ability to do this within our reserves, and I believe this is what this money was set up for, to do that. So I have no problem with using our reserve for that. And I did state earlier that the strain that was on the system because of the way the systems were working against each other definitely may lead to more capital costs down the road. Hopefully it's corrected in a manner that it won't, but we still have that potential, and they did tell us that. So I want council to be aware of that.
So, Councillor, it would appear that they share your belief in making sure that the reserve is paid back right away with any of the savings. So it's just the year one where you may have had a concern. So certainly a rebuttal.
Thank you. Mr. Chair, as I say, those reserves, I know this is a major capital upgrade, but I think there probably are some cost efficiencies in our budget, if we look at it very, very closely, that we at least could maybe save $150,000 to $200,000. Which would make less would have to come out of the reserves. The other thing that's not been factored into this is that there's a possibility of a $100,000 grant from Efficiency Nova Scotia to offset this cost. Of course, that would be a cost shared between Bridgewater and the Municipality District of Lunenburg. I don't know when we will get a chance to discuss whatever cost efficiencies could be looked at. I know we're going to have budget discussions, and I possibly can bring those up at that time. Thank you.
Does anyone else have any other questions with Councillor Noss?
When we're talking about the budget, are you talking about the Lifestyle Center budget that we can save $150,000 or our budget?
Yeah. MODL budget.
MODL budget.
MODL, that's correct.
Okay. I didn't know which one you were looking at.
Was there any further report with regard to LCLC?
Nothing further to add, other than if Mayor Bolovagetson would like to add something that I have not covered.
No, I think that you fully covered it. It was a disappointment to find out that the contract had fell through after a lot of staff time was put into negotiating a food service contract. I was at the facility most of the weekend. There was a lot of events happening there. It did run very smoothly, I will say that. Staff did a very good job in a very small window that they had to put it together to pull it off. So it did seem like a seamless transition from the past owner who, again, left. So I going forward. It looks like a six-month, am I correct on that? A six-month in-house to try to put something else to see if this is what needs to happen, or the RFP, or request expression of interest, is ready to go in the case where it needs to go out right away for another. So everything is ready if need be.
It's fortunate we do have a new manager who is very keen to take on this challenge, and also there are some staff who are carried over who are very efficient and are been able to transition into this new style of provision.
Okay, if that's it at this point, I'll turn the chair back over to the official chair.
Thank you. That was seamless. All right, so I believe we're at the end of our open session agenda, so we are looking at going into closed session under 13.1 contract negotiations. We MJSB under section 22.2C of the MGA. Could I have a motion, please, to go in closed session by Councillor Wynett, seconded by Councillor Noss. So we are now in closed session, almost.